Brian O'Lynn was a gentleman born. His hair it was long and his beard was unshorn. His teeth were far out and his eyes were far in. "I fantastical features," says Brian O'Lynn. "Harodle dum didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I deedle I daddle. Harodle dum didle dum deedle I dum." Now Brian O'Lynn to his house had no door. He'd the sky for a roof and the bog for a floor. He'd a way to jump out and a way to swim in. "It's a fine habitation," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Harodle dum didle dum deedle I dum. Now Brian O'Lynn was hard up for a coat, so he borrowed a skin of a neighbouring goat. He buckled the hardens up under his chin, "like a pair of tin whistles," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Harodle dum didle dum deedle I dum. Brian O'Lynn had no brogueshire at all, so he bought an owl pair at a second hand stall. The uppers were broken, the soles were all thin. "They'll do me for dancing," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Harodle dum didle dum deedle I dum. Now Brian O'Lynn had no watch for to wear, so he got an old turnip and he scooped it out square. He slipped a live cricket in under the skin. "They'll think it is ticking," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Brian O'Lynn had no hat to his head. He went for a pot that was under the bed, with the leggy side out and the boiling side in. "It will keep out the frost," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Harodle dum didle dum deedle I dum. Brian O'Lynn, he had an old mare. Her legs they were long and her sides they were bare. Away then he rode through thick and through thin. "I'm going a-courting," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Harodle di doodle di deedle I dum. As he rode over to Bunny Beg Hall, he danced and he pranced before them all. They opened the door and bid him come in. "I am going to be married," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Harodle dum didle dum deedle I dum. "Sit down, you are a most welcome guest. Now which of my daughters do you like the best?" "There's one that can card and the other can spin. I'll marry them both," says Brian O'Lynn. Harodle didle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. aroddle diddle dum deedle I dum. After the wedding, they must needs have dinner, though nothing provided that's fit for a sinner. Neither fish, flesh, nor fowl, nor any such thing, but be of good cheer, says Brian Olin. Aroddle diddle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Haroddle diddle dum deedle I dum. Brian O'Lynn and his wife and wife's mother, they all were going over the Shannon together. The bridge it broke down and they all tumbled in. We'll go home by the water, says Brian O'Lynn. Haroddle diddle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I diddle I daddle. Haroddle dum diddle dum deedle I dum. Brian crept into an old hollow tree, and very contented he seemed for to be. The wind did it blow, and the rain it beat in. Ah, 'tis peaceful and quiet, says Brian O'Lynn. Haroddle diddle dum deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I deedle I dum. Harumple dum doodle I deedle I daddle. Haroddle diddle dum deedle I dum.